It's Beth's Electric Unicycle Show, starring Duff.
I have wobbles for a very long time.
Yeah, it's totally different doing it now. And you need to. There's a big brouhaha on YouTube that you need to identify if your content is for kids or not, because the FTC could go after you if you don't tag your content appropriately. It's all over YouTube lately. All right. Do 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 do. The current stream bitrate is lower than the recommended bitrate. We recommend use a stream bitrate of 4,500 kbps, really. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Tell me about what the quality looks like. I'm surprised it would say that my bitrate is not up to snuff. Oh, okay. It's. I actually have it limited in my encoder. Alright, so now I just bumped it up. Let's see how it is now. Sorry, guys, I'm real rusty. Haven't, live streamed. I don't think I've live streamed since the last official PEV show, which was back in April, I think, something like that. April, May? I don't know. No, probably May, yeah. Okay, I got three viewers, but I still need someone to tell me if we can hear. Because if you can't hear, what's the point? You can, yeah, you can see if, like on your phone, if you could hear me or something. What's that? Oh. Do, 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 do. Hello, everybody. Four concurrent viewers. You can't hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I shouldn't be able to hear you, but you could type in the chat or something if you wanted to. Cindy says she can hear me, so I'm going to assume that we're working. So you can definitely hear me, right, Cindy?
Yes.
Okay, good. Quite awesome. I'm just waiting for some people to show up that aren't bots. How does the video quality look?
Great.
It's clear, it's not pixelated or anything? Audio is fine. I'd Scooter Rider. Hey, man. I remember you from the live streams. How you doing, dude? He confirms the audio is fine. Good. Yeah, I'm just hanging out. Ooh, sorry, Elsa. I'm sorry, honey. I've been outside working all day. I was talking about just getting on the stream once in a while. Just to do it. And it's a good thing that I did, because I had to change a bunch of stuff. Update and switch around some stuff and configure YouTube differently, so this is just kind of wasting some time. Cindy's making dinner. EVX. Oh, Mickey's here. Nice. What's up, Mickey? Congrats on the baby, man. I had no idea that your wife was pregnant again. That's awesome. You must. Mickey is one of the guys. He's one of the EUC guys. He's up in New York City. And his wife had, I believe, their third baby last week. Yeah. All I have to do is say the word baby and Cindy just melts. Right?
Yes. Congratulations.
Baby. All I gotta do is say baby. Cindy says congratulations if you didn't hear that, Mickey. Okay. Sweden here. Lars Sufu. Hey, how you doing, man? So, looks like we got all EUC guys here. That's good. I did mention in the video last week that if I do this once in a while, I'm going to try to keep it more focused. Try to keep it more in EUCs. It doesn't mean we can't talk about other things, but try to keep it focused there. I don't have any content prepared. Just kind of hanging out. I'm tired. Been outside all day. But that's every weekend for me. Hey, my solar project is supposed to start on Monday, by the way. They're supposed to break ground on Monday. There was a guy from the solar company out at the property. Was he here on Thursday, Cindy?
Yes.
He was here on Thursday, and it was the same guy that came in October. Like the day after I signed the contract, this guy came out, and he marked where the stand was going to be for the solar panels. And I showed him the way that I wanted to have the wire run basically down the fence line so it didn't interfere with other stuff that I have buried between that area and the house. So he came out on Thursday, and he must have totally forgotten what I told him, because he painted new lines, and he has the wires like running right in the middle of where I don't want them to be. He has the solar stands like 100 feet back further than they're supposed to be. I have no idea. So I took Monday off, and it's a good thing I did, because we need to make sure that things get installed where I want them to be. So, and I already let the construction manager know that it wasn't right. So he said, no problem. You know, we'll put it where you want it. So hopefully that is the case. And Mickey confirmed it's his third kid. Wow. Talk about the upcoming 126-volt wheels from Gotway next year. Well, I would talk about them, but I don't know a lot about them other than I've heard some rumors. But I have not read anything in depth lately. I guess I should, huh? So where does it end? Where does it end with the voltage game? Okay. So which EUC are they targeting to be 126 volts? A Nikola. Okay. I'm on the EUC forum. And we're seeing another Marty selfie. Okay. Okay. I'm quickly perusing the thread on the EUC forum. So I guess the advantage of, you know, as you go up and up in voltage, your amperage goes down. So maybe that is the thinking there. By doing that, Gotway's thinking that they can push less amps at higher volts. But I'm not quite sure how that translates to, you know, if the power gains are linear as well when you're doing something like that. I'm not qualified to talk about this in depth, guys. I'm gonna have to educate myself a bit. But if you guys have any thoughts on it, let me know. Most of the stuff I've been involved in lately is people talking about their 16Xs and overleaning at high speeds and having it cut out, even on the 107 software. I actually found out from Ulf, the Kingsong rep based in Germany, that I had a incorrect understanding of how the alarm and tiltback system works on the Kingsong wheels. I assumed erroneously that it worked the same way as Gotway wheels. where, you know, you typically you have three possible speed alarms, audio speed alarms that you can set. And I typically would always disable the first two and then just leave the third one on at you know, the top speed of the wheel normally. And the tilt back would be around there as well. What the way it works with Kingsong wheels is the audio alarms and the tilt back are actually connected. With the Gotway wheels, they're not connected. You could have your third audio alarm at 50 kilometers an hour and have the tilt back at 48 kilometers an hour or whatever. With the Kingsong wheels, you have to have the last audio alarm prior to the tilt back, because if you remember from my video last week, I was complaining how as soon as I would touch 26 miles an hour, I was getting these little baby tilt backs. And when I had the wheel set up, or when I went into the Kingsong app, I kept trying to adjust the tilt back, and I couldn't adjust it past 42 kilometers an hour. But I had the third speed alarm set at 48 or something like that. So basically, I had to have the final, the tilt back setting higher than the third speed alarm, or I couldn't change it. I couldn't change it past that speed alarm. So once I moved the speed alarm down a little bit, I could move the tilt back value above that last speed alarm, audio speed alarm. So learned something new. So now I shouldn't be getting tilt back until, you know, more like the upper 20s. But I typically don't ride much more than 25, 26, but with the 16X, it is very easy to go those speeds. So, and I definitely do not want to face plant at a high speed. It seems like almost all of these that you're hearing about lately, they're already going damn close to the top end of the wheel, and they're leaning hard at that speed. At least that's what it seems like. And the wheel's cutting out. So that is a scenario that I would like to avoid. And Mickey says that they're talking about the 126 volt MSX. Well, the thread I saw was the Nikola they were talking about. But yeah, it makes sense that they would do it for the MSX as well, I guess. But I wonder if they're ever going to get around to modernizing the MSX. You know, other than the lights on the MSX, which I think are not attractive. You know, when they added the additional lighting on the MSX, I think it's almost like seizure inducing, and I'm not a fan of the light treatment on the MSX. I wonder if they're going to ever update that shell to something more modern. Okay, so Mickey's saying the voltage ceiling lets us go faster without cutting out. Yeah, because it's pushing less amps, I guess, is the logic there. If 40 miles an hour isn't fast enough, maybe we can get to 45. Who knows, right? Great. That doesn't appeal to me personally, but I'm sure there's a small segment of the Go Fast EUC population that's salivating at the idea of higher speeds. NH guy. Hey, NH guy. Your profile picture looks familiar. Pedro, okay, so that's what you have. So you do have three, you have all three of your speed alarms set. See, I just disabled my first two on the Kingsong. 44, 44, 46, and tilt at 50. Okay. Yeah, maybe I would do 46 as my third speed alarm and 50 tilt. I don't know. After hearing the stories about the cutouts, it makes me a little nervous. You know, if you're going at the posted top speed of the wheel, tilting you back uses more power. So I don't know. Maybe I need to be a little bit more conservative there. We'll see. I'll test it. 42 max speed here. Oh, Pedro, so you don't normally go over 42, which is 26 miles an hour. So yeah, and that's pretty much the same for me. But when I was riding last week, it was just, I wasn't trying to go that fast, but the 16X feels like it wants to go that fast, and it's comfortable at that speed, so I could inadvertently go that fast, but I definitely don't need to. NH guy can only get up to 16 miles an hour on your V8. Yeah. I thought the V8s, though, could do like 18, something like that, but that's not bad. I mean, it's fine. The first wheel I had that could go over 18 miles an hour was my my M Super. My 67-volt M Super was the first wheel I had that could go over 18 miles an hour. I had an MCM4 that went 18, 19, but I got kind of sketchy. But it is weird when you're used to going faster, you know, like if you're used to going 22, 23, 24, 25, and you go 17, 18, there is, it feels slow. But that's still cooking. You hit the ground at 17, 18, you're going to feel it, guaranteed. Mickey says, guys here in NYC 155. All right, so Mickey, let me ask you a question. Okay, because I am one of those people that, even though I know that I've heard multiple people say, lots of people say, you know, Tishon, Sang, a bunch of people in New York, Christian, they say, hey, New York's different, you know, just because we weave in and out of traffic and at high speeds with very minimal margin for error, or a pedestrian that zigs when they're supposed to zag. That's just the way it is in New York, and you know, it's, you know, we realize that it's not the most safe behavior, but that's the way it is. And I understand that. I've been to New York several times, and I've seen how hectic and crazy it is. You know, the bike couriers for years have a reputation of, you know, just crazy riding in New York. So I guess it's not that much different to have crazy people on EUCs, although they can go significantly faster, and they are motorized, and they're heavier as well. But I mean, what is your feeling about that? I mean, is it, when does it cross the line from being safe to reckless for you, or does that never happen? Because to me, it seems reckless. You know, from my flat Florida with minimal traffic interaction. Well, I have traffic riding beside me, but I'm not crossing in and out of traffic normally. So I'm just curious, like, where you stand on that. Because most NYC guys are just like, hey, just, it is what it is. We're going to ride like idiots, whether you like it or not. Well, I shouldn't say idiots. We're going to ride aggressively, whether you like it or not. And that's just the way it is. That's 55 miles an hour on a, and also the part two of that question. When do these guys up there have any concerns about riding that way at those speeds, and something really bad happening that puts a big spotlight, like they hit a pedestrian and really injure them or something, or they hit a car, or they not only do they do a lot of damage to themselves but to somebody else. And all of a sudden, there's a big glaring spotlight on PEVs, and we gotta regulate them and slow them down. Is there any concern about that at all up there? Because it doesn't seem like there is. You know, like someone up there, or someone like me up there, would probably get shunned. I would be shunned. NH guy, you can get up to 16 on your V8 because you're 250 pounds. Okay, yeah. Well, that definitely affects things. Definitely affects things. So, you know, get yourself a monster or something like that. Oh, Scout, so you're enjoying my M Super V3. So did you, I know you popped the board on it, and I read that you got another board for it. And then you were considering selling it? Didn't I see that on the forum, that you're going to sell it? Maybe. I'm just curious where you're at with that. And you're asking about a camera drone. Well, I do have a Mavic already that I rarely use, but it's funny that you said that, because I did mention briefly in one of the videos that I do have a pre-order in on the Skydio 2. I put the $100 deposit down for, I guess they're on their, it's for their second batch of Skydios. So I do have a deposit on one. I believe last time I saw it was supposed to come in January, if they make that timeline or not. And I do plan to use it for some B-roll footage for rides exclusively. You know, maybe wear a backpack and just throw it in there. It's supposed to be very easy, very reliable. So, yeah, we'll see how it works out. So, yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that because I'm a step ahead of you. I already got it. Come in. Okay, so Mickey says that it depends on the rider, but here we have to be faster and more agile than cars and people, etc. Okay. Well, I mean, okay, well, then how does that translate to, like, people on bikes? Because they're not faster than cars. See, I've heard that. I've heard other people say that, that we need to be faster than the traffic. And I don't know why that is. Why, so you can get out ahead of it? Is that the thought process there? I don't really understand why you need to be faster than the traffic. Mickey says, we think that the individual rider dictates how you use the power. Yeah, I remember Tishon said something like that as well. And I mean, at one point I remember he said, like, he doesn't really endorse others ride like he does, but he is so confident in his ability on an EUC that he doesn't see a problem with riding that way. And I never question the rider's abilities. What I question is leaving no margin for error for other people, because there's so many people that just are not paying attention. Everyone's on their damn phone. No one's paying attention. Drivers, pedestrians, other people on bikes. So I don't know. I guess I'm glad I don't live in New York City. And each guy says, you get hurt crashing at slow speeds. Yes. I have gotten, on my 9Bot 1 E Plus, I got hurt multiple times crashing at slow speeds. I got hurt bad just on my second day of learning in a parking lot, going probably 3 miles an hour, falling off and smashing my hip. That hurt a lot. And I face planted bad at speed once on my Backfire Ranger X1. I was doing about 16, 17 miles an hour. Looked over to my side at something for a split second, didn't see there was a big hunk of metal in the road, didn't see it. Board hit it, stopped, board stopped. I flew like Superman onto the ground, and luckily I had full pads on, but I still got beat up pretty bad. So yeah, you don't need to be going all that fast to get hurt on a PEV, that's for sure. So imagine 55 miles an hour. Yeah. Oh, okay, so Scout says you were going to get an MSX, but you got into drones instead. So what drone did you get? Did you get a Mavic or one of the DJI drones? DJI makes great drones, and that new one that they got, what the heck, is it called, the Mini? It's like $400. That looks really, really cool. You know, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of a Mavic, but it certainly has more than enough for most beginners, for sure. And each guy says, you want the Kingsong 16X for your next wheel? Yeah, I definitely recommend it. If you follow my channel, you know that I had a Nikola Plus 100 volt, and I traded it to Josh in Colorado for his 16X. Both of the wheels had around 150 to 200 miles on them, and yeah, I've been very happy with it. It fits me better. The Nikola is faster. Katie's boyfriend had it up to 37.5 miles an hour. I think that was the top speed he had it up to. I've never had the 16X over 30, and that's just fine for me. I don't need anything more. And I recommend it. I like it. Yeah, despite there's definitely been some bumps in the road, but overall, I am very happy with the wheel. Mickey says, but as far as the spotlight goes, I don't think it's an issue. Cars can go fast, but we don't ban all cars when there is an accident. Yeah, I've heard that argument before, but it doesn't hold water because all you have to do is look around the rest of the world. Look what's happening. Look at the bans that are going into place. They're getting more and more restrictive all the time. I just talked about my last video in Singapore. They've basically banned PEVs pretty much everywhere. They're not allowed on bike paths. They're not allowed on roads. They're not allowed on sidewalks. And it's that kind of regulation it just is going to take some momentum. I've seen the exact same thing happen with drones. They drop so many restrictions on those things just because of a few incidents. Even if the majority of people have no problems whatsoever, all it takes is a few really bad situations that come to light, and people pile on. It's a pile-on mentality. And unfortunately, I've said for a long time that it's just a matter of time. You know, something's going to happen, and it's going to get momentum. And but I don't want it to happen, but I'm really nervous that attitudes like that, nothing will happen until it happens, and then it'll be too late. So I'm trying to be proactive. Pedro says 30 kilometers an hour inside the city is the limit here in most of the cities for cars. Pedro, I'm sorry, I think you said where you're, did you say you're in Sweden? You said early on, I don't remember where you said you are. Yeah, I know, and I know Germany has all kinds of restrictions. There's tons of places. The UK, they're technically banned, I believe, even though, you know, Ian is there, obviously. Scotland, banned there. There's a lot of restrictions. Bikes use the bike lane. This is Mickey again. Bikes use the bike lane. Thanks for being on the stream, Mickey. I appreciate it. You give me something to talk about. And I'm not trying to hammer, you know, NYC riders. I'm just giving my thoughts from my perspective, you know, my age group, and my overarching concern for people losing freedom when it comes to using PEVs. That has always been a concern of mine. Okay, so Mickey says, bikes use the bike lane. Bike lanes are more dangerous for EUCs because people ride the wrong direction. Pedestrians just jump out into it, and bikers are slow. It's safest to be in traffic. Okay. Well, I've seen lots of examples for that. Okay. So I guess the thought process is cars can't suddenly jut out in front of you. Which I can understand that. You know, a car doesn't have the ability to move laterally that a individual does. So yeah, I can see that part of it. But traffic riding isn't for everyone, yeah. Guaranteed. Riding EUCs in NYC is like piloting a plane and not cruising on a bike. Well, yeah, you're definitely not cruising, that's for sure. And plus, a lot of the roads in New York are shitty. You know, uneven potholes, obstacles. Yeah, you really, really have to be careful. So Scout, you got the Parrot, the Parrot drone? Okay, yeah, Parrots have been around for a long time. I haven't heard of the Anafi or Anafi. I don't know how you say that. And you're getting Scout EO2. Anafi has better tracking than the Mavic 2, just no obstacle avoidance. Well, yeah, obstacle avoidance is definitely important when it comes to tracking. Unless you're flying in a wide open area, obviously. But I've seen some videos, like there's some guys out there that have the Scout EO2s now. I don't know how they got them so early, but they have them. And there was a video I saw where a guy was riding his mountain bike through some very, very dense forest, and it did surprisingly well. There's a couple spots where it got hung up, like the guy got too far ahead and the drone kind of gave up and just kind of hovered at a spot, and he had to go back and get it. But for the most part, it was very, very impressive the way that it was able to navigate that terrain. And you know, down here, I don't have anything close to that as far as obstacles. So I should be able to get some good shots. Should be cool. As long as the cops don't get me. NH guy says, it would be nice having more power going uphill. The V8 makes it, but very slowly. Yeah. Yeah, at higher body weights, that is going to be an issue for sure. Definitely. 16X has tons of power, man. Tons and tons of power. I think it's rated up to 330 pounds or 310, something like that, for a rider weight, I believe. But most of the modern upper end wheels are rated 300 pounds plus, I believe. You know, the Gotway wheels. It's not uncommon. Mickey says, come Monday on my channel, you'll get to see what happens when people push King Song wheels past the tilt back. Be on the lookout for... Oh, I saw... Mickey, didn't you post like a small clip on Facebook or something? It sounded like a wheel crashing during that drag race thing. I do recall seeing that. So that was a 16X. I will be looking for it. Pedro says, Mickey should try riding in Lisbon, Paris, or Rome. Oh, so you're in Portugal, Pedro? Okay, where did I get Sweden from? I don't know. Who knows? I'd scooter rider. Any PEV that goes over 30 miles an hour should require registration, ID plates, and insurance like motorcycles and cars. Once that goes into place, the EEC riding at 40 plus miles an hour is fine. I don't disagree with that. It's not going to happen. At least around where I live, it's not going to happen. I think they would get banned prior to them being registered. And that would not happen in Florida. But it's not a bad idea. I think there are some places that you do actually register and get insurance on a PEV. Doesn't France do that? I think. Hey, Cindy.
Yes?
We can eat whenever you want. I'm just chilling. Are you ready?
Almost. I
got to put my stuff. Okay. You should check out the new V8F or the 16X for better low-end power. Yeah, I saw the V8F. I didn't see an in-depth review of it, but it sounds good. Sounds good. What is your next EUC purchase or looking forward to in 2020, Scrubby Rocks? My next EUC purchase? I don't know, man. Right now I have a Monster M10-3 18X. I call it an 18XL. It's an 18L, but it's basically an 18XL. It has the bigger pedals, and I upgraded the battery pack. So an 18XL and a King Song 16X. What's that, four? Four, yeah. Oh, and my 9x1E Plus, which I've reclaimed. I have that in there as well. So I have five wheels. I don't know. I don't know if something comes along that really is unique to me and interests me. What's that? Oh, Cindy's snickering. Hey,
you. You have an EUC army. It's in the room.
I know, I do. But it's funny. Like this year actually has been pretty light when it comes to PEV purchases compared to last year. This year has been a lot more 3D printer purchasing. Less PEVs, more 3D printers. But I'm trying to think. What do we buy this year? Yeah, I bought the Nikola. Did I buy the Ultron this year? Yeah, I did. I bought the Ultron this year. The Ultron and the Nikola were my purchases this year. Is that right, Cindy? I think it is.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have my headphones on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What was
The things that we bought this year, PEVs, I think it was just the Ultron, which I sold already.
The Pint?
Oh, and the Pint and the Nikola. Those three things.
And then you switched the Nikola.
And then I switched the Nikola for a 16X.
And you sold the Ultron.
Sold the Ultron.
Yep.
So yeah, less PEVs this year than last year for sure.
The Ranger wasn't this year?
No, that was last year.
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. That was like late last year.
I love it.
She loves the Ranger. So anyway, Scrubby Rocks, I don't know. We'll see what comes along. I've been trying to be a little bit more prudent with my purchasing options. Yeah, I'm spending money on other things like I said, 3D printers, and I just bought a Tesla last year, so I guess that's a PEV, right? That's a very expensive PEV. And by the way, I did, Mickey, you know this, but I did put the $100 deposit on a Cybertruck as well. So, but that's going to be 2 years down the road, if not more. So who knows what'll happen by then. And I have Full House Solar getting installed starting Monday. So, yeah. Redirecting the funds a little bit differently this year.
Maybe 15 minutes?
That's fine. Scout says, Skydio 1s are on sale on eBay now. Big advantage with the prop cage. I think Skydio 3 will return to prop cage design. Skydio 2 can't see small branches, but no prop protection. I thought, why did I... I don't know why I thought that. Oh, you know what? I saw the Casey Neistat interview or the review of the new Mini Mavic, and that had prop guards. So the Skydio 2 does not. That's okay. I mean, I've never used prop guards in the past, even though it's not a bad idea. Mickey says, "Oh, it was an 18XL crash, really?" Okay. Hmm. You don't hear a lot of 18XL crashes. How many people went down in that drag race? I mean, that sounds like playing with fire for sure. Trying to, and how long, and what was the distance that they were racing? Because I saw one that looked like it was a straight line race, and then I saw another one look like you had two guys and they were looping around. So that wasn't really a drag race, but it was. They were definitely racing, so I'm curious which scenario the 18XL cut out on, and how many other wheels cut out doing that kind of riding. The Skydio 2 warranty will be void if you fly around small branches. What? How do they know what you're flying around? So they should have kept a prop cage. Yet I don't even remember the prop cage being on the Skydio 1s. I never saw it. It might have came with it, but I never saw it. I bet if there is a demand to have a prop cage for the Skydio 2, and it might already be out there, that there'll be a 3D printed model to do that. There's already tons and tons of drone parts that you can 3D print. So I would not be surprised if that's the case for the Skydio as well, Skydio 2. Yeah, Mickey mentions, yeah, and I did know this, Mickey, that the speed limit in New York City is 25 miles an hour. So, taking that into effect, where is the requirement for wheels to go 55 miles an hour if the speed limit's 25? I'm just trying to figure that out. Pedro says obligatory insurance would be great, not for the wheel, but for others. Yeah, right, exactly. It would be liability insurance. Because, like, right now, I'm trying to think what would happen. Like, if I was riding and something terrible happened and I wiped out and the wheel hit a pedestrian and broke their leg or whatever, I'm curious if my homeowner's insurance would cover that. Now, right now, I just happened to... I would be covered because in order to get the solar installed, or in order to connect the solar to the utility company, I needed to take out a $1 million umbrella policy. That was a requirement, a liability policy, just in case, you know, something bad would happen and the solar panels would somehow damage the grid, which isn't going to happen with the safety hardware that's in place, but. That is a requirement that I had to take out a $1 million umbrella policy. So I guess I would be covered if... I assume that would cover me in any scenario where I had liability. But most people don't have umbrella policies. Pedro says the only issue is, would we ride even faster? I don't know. It seems like no matter how many, and I've talked about this at length various times during various live streams, it seems like no matter how many crash videos you see, it doesn't seem to deter people from riding that way. I don't know. It's and the thing that gets me is how much praise and adulation people get for riding that way. That always does annoy me, because it's human nature. It encourages you to do it more. And as long as that's the case, it's never going to stop. Yeah, it will never end. Michael, what's up, Michael? Oh, you rode in the Riverwalk in Tampa? What were you? Oh, you have a one wheel, don't you, Mike? Because I know you've commented on some of my videos. Yeah, that's a great area. Even though I don't know that technically we're supposed to be on there with PEVs. I don't know. But places that I ride that I'm not 100% sure if it's okay for me to be on there, I just try to be as courteous as possible. I ride slowly, I ride cautiously. Knock on wood, so far that's worked out okay. I've never been accosted by a law enforcement officer, thank goodness. Mickey would pay for insurance, that's good. Well, you can go get yourself an umbrella policy if you are concerned about it. I mean, legally, I don't know if that would help you, but that's not the same as registering a wheel. Yeah, the umbrella policy costs me $300, I think, for the year, roughly. Less than I thought it was going to be. Mickey says, EUC here is extreme for sure. Yeah, I realize it's not like that almost everywhere else. New Yorkers are aware that the community is diverse. Yeah, yeah, I know. And I often come down on the group out in Northern California, the San Francisco riders. They are equally reckless with their riding. They seem to totally ignore stop signs, red lights, which I know New York City guys do as well. So it's not just New York City. Let's put it that way. It happens all over the place, I'm sure. It's just that there's the bigger the community, the bigger the group, I think the more likely it is for that kind of stuff to happen. It's a hive mentality, you know. Or at least that's the way it seems to me. So Cindy, I can stop whenever, don't worry. Cindy. Oh, she's not there. All right. Well, it's funny, guys. I have 20 concurrent viewers, and I've done absolutely no advertising for this. I didn't notify anybody. I didn't do anything except just fire it up, and this is more people more people watching than I was getting towards the end of my live streaming days. That's kind of funny. It's kind of interesting. I have been talking to Ulf. I talked about him earlier, the King Song rep over in Germany, about possibly maybe getting him on to do like a interview live stream kind of thing. I don't know if I would do it live or if I would just do like a video call thing and record it. I'm not really sure. I mean, people would probably like getting to interact with him real time. So maybe we would do it in a live stream format. The thing is he is 6 hours ahead of me time wise. So yeah, I would need to do it earlier in the day. I'm not sure what day it would be. I'm not sure what time it would be, but he said he was agreeable to it, so that could be something in the works. As far as streaming goes, I think it's, I don't really know like when a good time is, like if it's better to do on a weekday versus a weekend, because yeah, people generally speaking have stuff that they're doing on a weekend, although it is Saturday evening right now and we have a decent amount of people in the chat. Hey Cindy. So anyways, yeah, basically to summarize, who knows? Who knows? But it is nice to get on and interact with people. It is nice, and yeah, I'll turn this into a podcast just like everything else, but people did enjoy listening to it in podcast format as well. I've gotten that feedback more than once. Hey, what do you think of Marty's high visibility gear, by the way, while we're throwing topics out there? I think he has two outfits. I think I saw two outfits, and they're really busy. I think he thinks that my boring safety vest just was not fashionable enough, so he went full bore. And is it O'Neill gear that he's wearing? I think it's O'Neill gear. I'd pull up a picture, but I don't feel like it right now. But it's most of you guys probably have seen it. It's super, super busy. And I'm not sure if it's... Is that motorcycle gear, I guess? I don't know. It's not anything I'd be looking to wear, but it seems like some other people thought it was cool, so I think you'll be seeing more and more of it. But who knows? Maybe I will wind up wearing it, because it seems like sooner or later I wind up adopting a lot of the things that Marty does. You know, just that my Scorpion helmet, that's something that he got months and months ago, and I finally pulled the trigger on that. You know, the rear view mirror, that was originally a Marty idea as well, so maybe I'm just not creative and I just copy Marty. I don't know. He'd probably say that. Gareth. Oh boy, I wish I could pronounce that name. Okay, Gareth Prothero. How'd I do with that name? Hey Def, I want to thank you for all your helpful videos. Really helped me get a hang of my S2. Oh, an S2, cool. Being a rider in my 40s, I did have some issues getting the hang of it, but your tips really helped. Good. I love hearing that. I'm always appreciative of that kind of commentary. That's really the goal with me posting so many videos, especially all the stuff when I was learning. And yeah, so you have an S2. Did you consider getting the Swallowbot upgrade for that to make it a little bit faster? You put that in Cindy's Mini Pro, and she can get up to like 16 now, 15, 16. So it is, for $100, it's not a bad upgrade. It's kind of, I think it's worth it. Mickey says the drag race was Japanese style. Run down, chicane pushes left then right, U-turn and run it back. I'd like to say I know what a chicane push is, but I don't. U-turn, okay. So, but didn't you post something on Facebook about it? It looked like it was like a straight drag race on it looked like a pier or something like that. Because I thought that was the crashing that I recalled, but. Who knows? I'm old. I forget things. Okay, Michael from Tampa did one wheel. Good. And Michael, I don't remember. Do you have a pint or an XR? I think you have an XR, don't you? And Mike, I do the same thing. A lot of times I will slow down and say hi, even though lots of times I get sour faces from people. But I try to kill them with kindness. But especially a lot of times people on bikes, they get especially grumpy. But I just try to say, hey, how you doing? Good morning. And just keep on moving. Scout says, you like my safety vest better than Marty's busy visibility gear? Yeah, me too. Probably cost less, too. Cindy says to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving is next Thursday. So, early happy Thanksgiving. Yes, Mickey, I saw your poop picture of Marty. I don't think Marty liked it, though. Marty is really into his selfie scene. He has a very high selfie game, and I don't think he likes things that don't make him look good. So, I'm surprised he didn't take the poopy picture down, actually, but I liked it. It was funny. Okay, Pedro, thanks for stopping in, man. And I'll be streaming again. Look for me if you're subscribed. You get notifications. Especially if you have the notification bell turned on, you'll get notifications whenever I live stream. So, yep, that's one of the reasons that I tell people to hit that notify bell, because if you don't do that, and the way that YouTube algorithms work, you're just rolling the dice if you're going to actually know if a video was posted by me or not. Like if you don't religiously go to your video feed and go to the subscribers part of it, you very easily could be missing videos. Rocky Top says they should put Marty's outfits on a model runway. Yeah, they should. Well, I made a comment something like they look like comfy pajamas. He didn't like that either. I know he didn't like that. Gyra says, you'll look at the Swallowbot good. Probably get a 16X, as yes, too, as many mile, too many miles on it. Yeah, 16X is good. It's a good wheel. Mickey says, just wait till Monday. I will. Those of you that know Jimmy Chang has... Mickey, I sent Jimmy Chang some stands for his EUCs. He's getting more and more into EUCs. He has a 16S, and he has a Nikola. I don't know if he has the Plus or just a regular Nikola, but he has a Nikola as well now, which I didn't know until recently, so he asked me about stands for that. So you might be seeing stands on his channel, EUC Army stands on his channel shortly. Oh, Cindy, you got on there. Nice. Did you leave again? Okay. Well, no, I said you just posted Happy Thanksgiving. That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
And Scout says Happy Thanksgiving back.
Hey.
And Gareth asks what you're cooking.
And what else?
Gareth asks what you're cooking.
Always bad. It's all.
Did you make cookies or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Cookie.
Yeah,
fish sticks, right?
Hold on. Don't talk to me. I'll work on the thing. Hold on.
Okay. Cindy's gonna type in what she's cooking. She says it's all bad. I don't know what that means. Hey, did you guys all get Disney Plus? I got Disney Plus. I pay for it for the year. You know, with me, I love superhero movies and I'm a big Star Wars guy. So that was like an insta buy for me. I bought it for a year because you're supposed to save 16% by buying it for the year. But then they charged me. It was $69 for the year. But then, and I paid with PayPal. Then they charged me $79. They didn't cut me the deal. So I responded back to the bill saying, hey, guys, you overcharged me. I'm sure I'll never get responded to, but it's okay. It's awesome having all that Marvel content on demand. And we've been watching the Mandalorian show, which is cool. It's really cool. My only complaint is some of the episodes are too short. But it's otherwise, I'm really enjoying it. Very, very cool. And we also have, and Cindy also bought
Apple.
Okay. Cindy also bought Apple. Is it called Apple TV Plus or just Apple Plus? I don't remember.
Apple TV.
Apple TV. She bought that. Mickey says Marty Pick was all in good fun. Love that guy. Oh yeah, I knew it was all in good fun. You weren't trying to be. Mean. I just know that Marty has a high self-image, so I think that he doesn't like that kind of stuff. Oh, wow. Those are big.
Big mamas.
Yeah. Even though I don't think he would say that. I don't think he would verbalize that, but he takes his EUC selfies seriously. Very seriously. I'm not picking on him. I'm not picking on him. God. Duff works super hard as usual in the yard today, so I'm making him his favorite fish sticks. Oh, I didn't know we're getting mac and cheese too. Yes, yeah, very a very healthy dinner.
No, it's not.
And chocolate chip cookies.
I can't cook healthy, but
generally speaking, we eat healthy, but not always.
But you work so hard today, so
thank you.
You work hard every day, but today.
I have to pressure wash soon too. That's another terrible project that we have to do around the house a few times a year.
And I would help, but I'm not lazy.
No.
I have
two pressure washers. I have an electric pressure washer and a gas pressure washer, and have to pressure wash the pool cage. It gets all green and funky. The pool deck. Some of the landscaping stones, I pressure wash that. We have two sheds outside and the chicken coop. All that stuff can be pressure washed, so that needs to happen. What? EVX, that's Mickey.
Oh, okay, because I didn't recognize that one.
That's
where
Mickey.
Is he? The New York?
He's in New York City.
Oh, okay, so the Florida family. Where in Florida are they from?
Mickey, you said that you're... Because he told me that he has some Florida family. I can't. Did you say it was Sarasota or was it closer?
The one just riding in Tampa with his wife.
No, that's Mike.
Somebody got their wife on a mini pro.
Yeah, they rode that river
right.
area that mm-hmm. I did. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a cool place. Cool. Did you tell him where we're going for your birthday?
I mentioned in the video last week for the birthday. For my birthday in mid-December, we're going to, for those of you that didn't know, we're going to Star Wars Galaxy Edge in Orlando and then up to the Space Center and back in 3 days in the Tesla. Okay, well, I don't speak Russian, so I can't pronounce your name, unfortunately, or read Russian. What about the 16X? Do you consider it the best electric unicycle on the market right now? Did you update to 107? Okay, well, let's start at the back of that question and work our way to the front. Yes, I am running 107.
I'm going to keep these cooking
until
you're ready.
Okay, I'll wind it down. I did update to 107. I was considering if I wanted to bump it back to 105. I don't know. I mean, I'm fine. It performs well for me. And I'm not a speed demon, so I don't know that I need to bump it back. I haven't experienced the tilting when turning, the tilt down when turning. I have it on experimental mode. And it's just the opposite. I commented that in experimental mode for the pedal hardness, on the 16X, that's like you're riding on a table. I don't feel any dip whatsoever when I'm using that mode. So yeah, I am on 107. Do I think it's the best wheel out there right now? I think it might be the best wheel out there for me, based on my needs and my riding style.
Did you have
another bill passed? What? Bill? For where? On national level or state level?
Yeah, like it's doing really good. It's got to go to the floor now.
Oh, they introduced a bill. Remove the federal restriction.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that.
They voted on that.
I saw that. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. They should remove the restriction. So anyways, for me, the 16X, 50 kilometers an hour is plenty fast. I had a Gotway Nikola Plus 100 volt, 1845 watt hour, I guess. And the 16X felt quicker to me at lower speeds. The Nikola has a higher top end. So if you are interested in going more than 30 miles an hour, I think it's a no-brainer. Then you need to look at a Nikola or an MSX or a Monster, if that's your deal. But if your riding is below 30 miles an hour on a regular basis, I think the 16X is a great wheel. 18XL is a great wheel as well. But I do like the 16X a little bit more just because of its styling, and the fat tire gives it a stable feel. Despite it being a 16-inch wheel, it has a very stable feel to it. As stable as my 18XL. Enjoy the food, guys, and get a beer. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks, Gareth. I had a beer earlier. I'll probably have some water with supper. Estero. Okay, Estero. Mickey's sister lives in Estero. Yeah, Estero is... Yeah, Estero is...
We were just in Estero.
It's 12 miles... The Estero exit is 12 miles north of our exit, so it's very, very close. We used to go watch arena football games in Estero for quite a few years. Yeah, no, I've told Mickey before, if he's down here, I got plenty of wheels he can ride. And his parents live on the East Coast near Lauderdale. I didn't know that part. If you told me that part, I forgot that part. Antonio, what's up, guys? How's the e-scooters? Hope to see you guys back on the road. Hey, what's up, Antonio? I recognize you from the comment section of YouTube. Yeah, Cindy loves her Dualtron. Need to get it out on the road again soon. Last week it was too cold to ride. It's warmer this weekend, so I don't think I'll have the same problems I did last week. So, yep, we'll get out there. I really need to find the time to ride more, somehow. Really do. Do I use the guy from Russia? Do you use your 16X for daily routine or just to relax after hard work? I would say more the second option. No, I don't use it to commute. I live almost 25 miles from my job, so no, I have a Tesla. That is my big PEV that I use on a daily basis. on a typical week, I only get to ride once, maybe twice a week. That's it. I'd like it to be more. I just need to realign my habits, I guess, to make the time to do that. Rory, hey, what's up, man? Long time no talk. How you doing? Yep. Am I still doing any calisthenics? Yes. Yes, I am. Last week I did a 400 rep session at our fitness center at the county gym, where I did 100 pull-ups, push-ups, hanging knee raises, and dips. And I just cycled them. I started with sets of 15. I did a set of 15 of pull-ups, push-ups, knee raises, and dips. And then I went sets of 5. Just a very fast circuit. Try to do it as quickly as I could. So yeah, I still do calisthenics. I still have my bars in the backyard. Most nights I'll come home and I'll try to make sure I can still do 18 to 20 pull-ups in one set, just to make sure. But yeah, I still have calisthenics mixed in with my routine. Definitely nowhere close to the level that I was, 5-6 years ago. But I still do a lot of calisthenics. But I weigh, like, when I was hardcore into calisthenics, I probably weighed in the low 170s at my lowest. I wanted to be as light and strong as possible. And now I've been 185 for like the last 3 years or so. So, but yeah, lots of pull-ups. Mickey says next time you visit, you'll swing by and hang with you. Yeah, that'd be awesome, dude.
Yay!
Yeah. We can do a collab. Is that what they call it? A collab? Yeah, do a collab. Although your videos are so much more polished than mine, it's like it would be like a Cadillac next to a Yugo, if you know what a Yugo even is. Are you ready? Are you
I've said ready for.
Oh, is it on the table? I know it's on the table.
You said you're wrapping it up.
I am. I'm ready.
Then you started talking about calisthenics.
Well, someone asked me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it on the table. I'm not gonna eat it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Because I don't know. I just.
Okay, Cindy says that we're eating. So. Okay. No, it's good. No, this is just a out of the blue kind of thing. So I appreciate everybody stopping in. It's been fun. And we'll be doing it again. I'll let you know if I work something out with Ulf, the King Song rep, see if we can get something going there. And I hope you guys are having a great weekend. I'm off Monday as well. So I'll be around. I'll be shooting a video about something sooner or later. So that's all I have for you for now. Till next time, Duffman out.